Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Is it bad form to snack on an item, a food item that you're going to buy at the grocery store?
Yes.
It's bad form?
Yes.
Now, I mean, if it's like, I think we're going to play this clip and they even use this as the example. If it's like a banana or if it's like a grape where you're paying for by the pound, that seems inappropriate to me.
Well, but because you're stealing.
Yeah, because you're stealing.
You can't wait at the end because it's in your belly.
But what if you're like, I don't know, buying chips?
Yeah, I've done that.
Technically, it's not yours till you buy it, right?
Yeah, you haven't paid for it yet.
All right, so that was the question one TikToker was asking the other day as she was checking out.
I also opened this in store. I'm sorry, I was so hungry. Okay.
And then the Today Show started discussing if it's appropriate or not.
You're buying grapes. Those are weighed by the pound, so you can't eat those ahead of time. But, you know, a package of sushi that you're going to pay for, a thing of Oreos, whatever you want, as long as you pay for it.
Do we want to live in a world where we go to the grocery store and people are treating the grocery store aisles like it's some sort of buffet?
63% of Today.com readers said that they would never eat in the grocery store.
Free yourself. Try it once and see how free you
I've done this.
I've done it.
Yeah, and I did it. I was actually at Target, and I had my two-year-old with me, and I forgot to bring a snack. So I went to his snack aisle, and I got some crackers. I opened the box, and I gave him some. And then we paid for them when we left.
This might make me a hypocrite, but that sounds like an emergency. When you have a hungry two-year-old, but just you're hungry, if you're an adult, you can wait until you pay for the product.
I see I'm walking down the aisle. There's a protein bar there. All of a sudden, I'm like, I didn't think I was hungry, but I am. And then I just start eating it.
The beginning of Aladdin is all about this. He took an apple and started eating it and then got chased by guards. That's how you know it's wrong.
Kaylee.
Yeah, so I had an ex-girlfriend the one time. Well, actually, it happened a few times. We would go into the grocery store, and she was craving pickle juice. So she went into the pickle aisle, opened up the pickles, and started drinking the juice out of the jar. Wow.
She paid for the jar, though, right?
Well, one time she pissed me off. I was like, I ain't paying for that.
Did y'all put it back?
Yeah.
What? She drank out of the jar and put it back on the shelf?
Well, she made me mad.
That's not even a question. That's actually illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come get me, okay?
See, no, now you have those buttheads that were going through the frozen food section, licking ice cream and putting it back, and now you've just given the idea for these idiotic TikTokers to go into the pickle aisle and start chugging pickle juice and putting it back.
You're welcome.
Spitting in iced tea, like the Arizona iced tea, big gallon buckets, too. They're opening them and spitting them.
No.
Can we have nothing?
No, we can't. We have no nice things because of idiots.
All right, producer Rebecca here. Awkward congratulating somebody publicly on blank.
Yeah, people just be saying anything on social media nowadays.
They really do be.
I love it, though. I love it because I'm a big gossip, and I love to screenshot and send it to all my friends, which is why I have so many people on my Instagram that I have never unfollowed, and I should have probably like 10 years ago as soon as I left my high school. Case in point, this one girl who I'm going to call Chastity. So I have not unfollowed her because her life is just so intriguing to me. When I knew her, she was like this super popular, kind of like standoffy girl. And now she's like this super successful, crunchy Christian influencer with like a husband and just like a gaggle of children.
Is there a market for crunchy Christian influencers?
It seems there is because her Instagram is popping. And I just find that super fascinating. Like, God bless. I can't relate, but I love it.
She's evolved.
I think it's awesome.
She's evolved into a new person.
Very that. But it's something that she posted recently that had me kind of shook. And I want to see if you guys think that this is creepy or cute. So I'm going to read an abridged version of what she wrote for her husband, Kyle. I wish everyone had the opportunity to know Kyle's heart like I do. He's an incredible man and father, and that is all due to the hard work that he has personally put into transforming himself and his life. Please allow me to brag for just a moment.
Here we go.
In the past year, he has lost weight, read the Bible every morning, takes cold showers every day, stopped watching porn, and shot an 81 in golf.
Wait, he stopped watching porn?
Wait. I love how those are two equal things. 81 in golf, giving up porn. Because typically he's been a 75.
This guy is superhuman.
So typically when you do a list like that, you kind of put most important to least important, right? So let's hear what she's most proud of in its order.
Okay, so bullet point wise, lost weight, number one.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Read the Bible every morning, number two. Takes cold showers every day.
Well, that's because he's now not watching porn.
Number three. And then naturally stopped watching porn and shot an 81 in golf.
Okay. So it's fourth on the list.
Yeah.
Okay. Made the top five. Yeah, it did.
So people immediately kind of started calling her out in the comments because I think that's kind of like an awkward thing to publicly congratulate your husband on.
It seems very personal. And I know people strive to be authentic and genuine on social media. Others, they have like a facade. But that seems, if I was the significant other, I would be upset that you're outing my porn addiction on Instagram.
I'd be so mad, so pissed.
Yeah, I would be
so mad.
You could have left that out. You didn't have to put that one in there, man.
So I know to the rest of the world, this is very jarring to see on social media. As somebody who comes from a very crunchy Christian background, this is not only normal, but almost encouraged.
Really?
So I was at a conference a couple years ago where this woman was coming out and doing like a little preach. You know, they do their sermons and stuff. And she encouraged everybody. Again, we're sitting next to strangers. You're just like at this conference, sitting next to rando number one and rando number two. And she says, turn to your neighbor and confess your deepest, darkest sin. So I'm sitting there, I'm be like, I ate too much last night. Like, I'm not about to just like divulge things that I've done. But the girl next to me turns to me and goes, you know, I've been addicted to porn for the last 6 years. And I was like, Chastity, I just met you. So it's one of those things where they want you to confess things publicly so you feel shame, and this is just reminding me of that.
Did you feel after she volunteered that you had to come up with something equally bad?
Yeah, I was like, I overate the night before too. I'm a glutton.
That is so bizarre.
Yeah, it's a very weird culture that I come from.
So did you publicly congratulate them as well, or do you have to congratulate them in order? How's that work?
I think I'll send her a letter with my congratulations. But her mom commented on the Instagram.
Oh.
Yes.
Come on.
Her comment, wait, Kyle gave up porn?
No, she did not.
I swear to God. I swear to God.
Did she comment back? Did she say, yeah?
She replied, ha ha, smiley winky face.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Oh, Chastity putting in the work. That's why he gave up porn.
Check back in a year. They will be divorced. And he'll be watching porn a lot more.
The Bird Show.